On Christmas Eve, our dog disappeared from the backyard. And we looked everywhere. We looked in the backyard. We looked all over the neighborhood. We rode around. The next day, we made posters, and we posted them all around the neighborhood. Then our dog walker, Brandon, suggested that we advertise Lucy on Facebook, that he would put a picture out. So he did. And that evening, he came over and said that somebody had responded to his ad on Facebook and said that he had Lucy, but he wanted $800 to bring her back. We started a Facebook exchange with him back and forth. I said we couldn't pay $800, that we're used to people returning dogs just for free, just because it's the right thing to do. And he had a story about how his little girl needed money for Christmas and blah, blah, blah. So I said, well, the most we can pay is $300. At some point in that conversation, when we weren't online with him, we called the police, and a policeman came over. And he said that if the man wanted to meet somewhere for an exchange, we'd want to meet in a public area. And the police said, if you do that, then call us when you're going to meet the guy, and we'll be there. We went back to talking to this guy, and it was Christmas night, early morning on the 26th. And we went back and forth, and finally he agreed to the $300, but he wanted to meet some. I suggested Kroger parking lot near the gas pumps, and he wrote back and said, no, that sounds like a setup. No police. There can be no police there. And he suggested a bridge near a school to come and drop Brandon off. He didn't want me to see him. He wanted me to drop Brandon off to deliver the money. And I said, no, we can't come at night, in the middle of the night, in the dark, and I'm certainly not going to drop Brandon off in the middle of the night. Finally, I said, look, it's late. We need to go to bed. We'll contact you tomorrow. So the next day, around noon, we sent a Facebook message to this guy saying, are you still on to meet at the school? And he wrote back and said, no, I want to meet at the apartments off Holtz Avenue. And Brandon should come alone, no police. Well, these apartments happen to be across and down the street from where I live, which seems a little strange, so I was worried this guy knows where I live. I had tried to call back the original policeman that came that I gave my report to, but he never responded. My sister was sick. She wanted Lucy back, so we decided just to go ahead and make the exchange without the police because we were afraid if we spooked this guy, he would take Lucy and wouldn't bring her back at all. So I gave Brandon the $300. He walked down the street, and I was kind of watching him through a window. And I waited about 10 minutes, and finally he reappeared with Lucy, and he came back, and Brandon seemed real shaken up and said there were two big guys. They both had tattoos, and one of the guys was in the apartment complex in the driveway, and he said, wait, show me the cash. And so Brandon took out the cash. The man motioned to the other guy who was in the alley holding Lucy and motioned for him to bring Lucy out. So he did, and Lucy had a big chain around her neck. The guy took the money and then gave Brandon Lucy, and Brandon came back with Lucy. And the last part is what Brandon told me happened. Since then, I did call the police again and had them come over. I wrote up a little report of what happened. There's actually a reporter that wants to come. He saw the police blog about this and thought it was so unusual that somebody would ask for a ransom for a dog over Facebook. He thought that was, he'd never heard of that happening before. One reason that we didn't call the police and so forth is that we felt like we didn't have any choice really at that point. I knew we had a choice, but we felt like the odds were against us, that if we didn't go in and give this guy the money, that he would just get fed up and he might sell the dog to a dog-fighting ring, sell Lucy, or, you know, we just wanted to get her back. A lot of things were happening, and I just didn't feel like I could deal with it all. I couldn't go through some complicated thing with the police. I just wanted to get the dog back and get it over with, and so did my sister.